Okay. I had to play that in the background. Oh my god. Okay. Hi. I'm Kristen. This is Embarrassing Outbursts. I do a show on freeradiosaic.org, an internet radio show on Wednesdays from 6 until 7, called In the Loop. I'm not sure if we're going to have the same time slot or not for next semester, but regardless, we're on vacation. Free Radio SAIC is on vacation and on winter break, so there aren't any broadcasts from those studios. And so, because I like to talk to a electronic instrument covered with foam a lot, I'm going to continue to do podcasts during the winter break and then hopefully start up before the first week of the semester, just because I'd rather keep doing the show because I think that my last couple of episodes have been pretty good. I tried to, this is like my third or fourth start on doing this podcast. I have been rendered completely useless by the speech by President Bush last night, by the speech and press conference held in the East Room this morning, by the cancellation of morning sedition, by listening to at least 2.5 podcasts also hosted on Podomatic.com that are completely conservative. One that it would be a hilarious parody if it was meant to be, but it's not. And you can find that on the blog mtoutburst.blogspot.com. It scares me a lot. But so there are lots and lots of things that I feel about this whole situation going on, but the polar opposite views that are in my head and my, I always say that as long as I can understand why someone thinks something, then I'm cool with it. I may not agree with it, but at least I understand that it's rational. And I am trying as hard as I can to wrap my head around some of the views of the podcasts that I've been listening to. And they're all from like independent radio stations or AM stations around the country, which since mine is only like listed a little bit, you know, further down than theirs on the talk radio things on Podomatic, I'm like, hey, we're all in the basement, but at least my position is close to the space heater. Yay! But I can't understand what's going on. In the light of all this, I called up the Democratic senator for the state of Montana, where I am registered to vote, my home state, I suppose. I called up Max Box's office in Billings and asked about volunteer opportunities while I am going to be there, because the funny reason is because, hey, I'm looking and I'm desperate for reasons to get out of my house and away from my family. And the other reason, which is, you know, a little bit more honest, is because I'd like to do something. I've become more educated. I've realized that this is something that I would like to go into in terms of politics and possibly lobbying for the mental health industry on behalf of myself and other mental health consumers, as we are called. You know, that's a distant idea. And then, because I'm sure a degree from an art school is going to get me really far in politics. But then I was watching C-SPAN, and I was then had C-SPAN 2 on my computer, so I was a little oversaturated. And I was watching stuff about the defense spending bill and how that's become another Christmas tree, if you will, hanging on ornaments of either pet projects or projects that couldn't get approved any other way. And so I was calling to plead with or make my opinion known to the Max Baucus people that I would, that I urge Max Baucus to vote no for the defense spending bill. Which, if you go, oh, well, voting no for the defense spending bill, well, that means that they don't, that the soldiers don't get funded. Well, no, that's not true. It's not like suddenly their paychecks don't come. It's not like that. And also, it's something that the Bush administration threatened to do until they caved in to the John McCain amendment banning torture. So until they actually thought that, okay, fine, we'll just find other ways around the whole torture thing and we'll have this little sit-down fireside conversation with John McCain on TV and have, you know, look all nice for this whole week before Christmas where, you know, people are apparently watching the news a lot or watching television a lot. So we'll get that coverage. So it's not this huge fucking big deal of like, oh, well, voting no for the defense spending bill. It's something which Bush threatened to veto, for Christ's sake. So because they've attached on to the defense spending bill drilling into ANWR, into the Arctic National Wildlife and Rugby Matches reserve. Yeah, that's the R, reserve. There you go. And so they've hung that on the defense spending bill tree, and I think that they should not vote for it because of that. And many other reasons. I'm sure that there are many other ornaments, but that's the only reason that I know of. So I called there and I'm gonna end up meeting with Jim on Friday. I'll get into Montana on Thursday, so I'll meet with him on Friday at 10 a.m. to see what I can do there. And he was asking me about, you know, about my school, where I'm from, in where my hometown in Montana is, et cetera, et cetera. The kind of standard information. And then at a certain point, he was like, oh, you're really into this. And I thought, well, kind of. I don't think I'm really into it. I think I'm into it more than I was before, certainly. I think I'm into it a little bit more than the people around me. In terms of, I watch the news and I listen to a lot of different news broadcasts and radio shows and et cetera. And I keep my ears open and my eyes open to what's going on around me and to also what the other side of my opinion is saying as well. And also because I've been so frustrated with either side, with the liberal side and the conservative side of extreme opinion propaganda, that I've kind of settled to go and read further into the kind of academic perspective of it. And again, I love, it's my new Bible. I love Don't Think of an Elephant. I think it's Don't Think of an Elephant, Know Your Values and Frame the Issues, something like that. I played it at least 3 times, and it's something that I need to continuously digest because it's just so full of what politics are really about. And I think it's important to understand those things, because then you can weed through that, through what people do with their words and what they push on you using certain words instead of others. You can weed through all that and get to the actual ideas and get to the actual human being part of it, of this is what I want for myself, or this is what I want for my family, and this is what I believe should happen. And also what I will agree to have happen. Because those two things can be drastically different. That's actually a question that should be asked more often. Is what you would like to happen and what you would agree to have happen. Because you're not going to get what you want. It's Christmas time. There's no lesson that's learned more often during Christmas time, probably, other than don't give, you know, the spiked eggnog to a certain family member, you know, then you don't always get what you want. But again, sometimes you get what you need. So what do we need instead of what we want? So yeah, I was discussing how, you know, I've kind of gone into this academic route, and I'm listening to Freakonomics right now, and I've gone through the first part of it, I think, twice now, and the second part twice as well, just because I don't see anything wrong with listening to something multiple times. I don't think it shows any kind of sign of weakness or lack of intelligence, because I've had sociology teachers tell me, oh, well, you won't understand this. Like, I didn't understand it and fully comprehend what so-and-so was discussing until the seventh time I read it when I was in graduate school. Which is incredibly wonderful to hear, as, you know, you're being assigned this massive amount of reading and expected to write a paper on it, too. It's like, oh, well, write a paper on something that I completely don't understand and that I don't have any hope of understanding. Woo! Yay! So yeah, I'm doing volunteering and I'm going on this more academic route, and I'm trying to focus on this academic route, because listening to these couple of podcasts, these couple of conservative podcasts, and then seeing this like funny kind of morning drive time show podcast, and then hearing them starting to discuss the war on Christmas, it just broke me. Because I don't understand how these people are coming to these conclusions. And the thing is that a lot of these viewpoints are held by people out in Montana. And I think that they're held for a completely normal, rational reason. And that's something that I'm trying to discover in terms of, like, asking my mother questions, because she's a conservative, born and raised, but yet she has her concerns about certain things. And hopefully, you know, just asking some of the friends that I have out there, some who are very, very conservative, you know, some just kind of open, non-judgmental questions about what they believe, what they know, what they think they know, and why. Because to discover, to understand the other side is the only way that you're gonna get anything fucking done. All this yelling and screaming is, and name calling is just fantastic, and probably gets a lot of ratings in terms of, or, you know, hits onto a podcast or whatever, but it does nothing. It does absolutely nothing except for divide people more. And I don't see any way right now. It's like with the truth. I don't see where truth exists or if it exists. And I don't see any kind of option of where people can get together and discuss their ideas, especially as politics become even more heated and even more into the category of the two things which you don't talk about are religion and politics. Again, if you don't talk about them, you will never learn how to talk about them. And those are the two things that need to be discussed the most. I would gladly trade every single time anyone's asked me what my major is to someone asking me why I'm pro-choice or what I would do if I got pregnant with no boyfriend, no husband. I would gladly answer that question instead of the thousands and thousands of small talk moments that I've wasted throughout my life. So, yeah, I'm gonna bang my head on the table. Because I don't know what else to do. I was gonna do a podcast. This is starting to hurt. I need to switch my head over to the side. I was gonna do this thing and just show and play clips from some of the conservative podcasts and talk about them and talk about the speech. Oh, there we go. That hurts. Ow. But I can't do it right now. I'm way too just. My mind is boggled. And for some reason, I'm on iTunes, but I'm not completely on iTunes. Like, I can't do a search for the podcast. But I can find it, like, as I have it subscribed to. On my little web link. I don't know. And now my... Okay, now I'm starting to hurt the temple. I'm starting to hurt my temple. It hurts. Okay. I'm going to post this because I don't like to self-edit. So, if anyone's going back home to their family and, you know, are dreading it, I'm there with you. If you're the family that someone else is coming home and dreading to be with, try to empathize with them. And if anyone's going to have a political, or if anyone's at like a dinner party or sitting around the Christmas dining table, what have you, have a discussion about politics or religion, please. Again, because if people don't discuss them, if they don't become a part of our daily conversation, then it's never going to get anywhere than where it is now, which is bloviating bullshit. And below that are ranting lunatics on both sides. And I guarantee my mother's going to ask me to stop interviewing her. That's what she did a couple days ago when I asked her the questions. And if she regretted voting for Bush and why she has come to the opinion that the war in Iraq has gone on too long, that there have been too many deaths. She's my barometer of how I measure how things are going. So I'm going to probably violate RIAA rules, but you 20-some people don't mind, do you? No, I didn't think so. And I'm going to play the rest of Backdoor Santa by Clarence Carter off of R&B Christmas Volume 4, which you can buy on iTunes. I bought it there. 99 cents worth of complete holiday joy. Oh, this is going to be a long few weeks. I come running with my presents.
call me me. Look at here. I keep some change in my pocket, case the children at home. I give them a few pennies so that we can be alone. I leave the back door open so if anybody smells a mouse, and with no scent I'll be in trouble if ain't no chimney in the house. They call me back, no Santa. I make my runs about the break.